I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, you guys. It's Thursday. How are you?
Good morning.
Vinny, you did a wonderful job at the meeting yesterday.
Yeah, he
did.
It
was a very inspiring speech. Quick, to the point,
stuck
uplifting,
to his guns.
Inspiring.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Tell me everything.
I have been going through a thing here personally, Well, look, you've been going through it, too. I mean, we've both been going through it.
We have been going through it.
Ever since this station got bought, we've watched changes be made, and most of them we do not endorse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, mm-hmm. And so I've built up this little, I've Minecrafted a little home of grievances.
I see.
And I was really sitting there yesterday going, man, these things are going to come flying out of my mouth, and I'm going to...
You didn't, Dave.
I know. Well, you know what, though? What I'm saying is... It's cool. Kieran taking over, it's the right time for
right
me
thing.
Personally. It's the right time for everyone in that room.
Yes. The vibe was great yesterday.
The energy was good. There was a moment. I'm sitting here wrestling with my, I feel like I'm Costanza's dad at Festivus.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Let it rip. Right, and then but I'm sitting there going, everybody's being positive and everyone here's trying. And this is the energy that we need to get to go into the new year with.
And you were a great contributor to that.
And it's what I need for my own mental
sure.
health.
Sure.
I can't live in this little Minecrafted grievance home anymore. It's
a home
it's
of
stupid.
Grievances.
God. I think Festivus is coming up shortly.
It is. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was sitting there going,
what are you doing for feats of strength this
you
year?
You cannot do this right now. It is not, like, it's selfish. This is Kieran's moment, and you don't need to go in there, and it's not her fault.
Yeah.
And she's fine after whatever she's worked.
And she acknowledged
some
of this
things,
stuff.
Yes.
And I thought, well, that's what needed to happen.
Yep.
We're all here. Hi.
Yep. No, she winked directly at you on one of the things, and I was like, amen. Anyway, there was this one moment where this young lady, do you know who I'm talking about?
The one I want to poach? Yeah, go on.
This young lady, she's got her KCBS vest on.
She's adorbsable.
I loved her.
I love her too.
And she's like, I've been listening to radio since the womb.
I came out listening to KCBS and Alice and...
And I went... That's the person. Where are all the young people inspired and fired up to go do this?
Yep.
I don't know where they are, but that one, there's one. Found one.
We got one.
She's here in this building, and I was inspired by her, and that was like one of those moments where I went, yeah, don't be negative.
Yeah.
This is the
she
time.
She was thrilled to be here.
To
I
turn
was like,
it over. Yeah.
That is who I need to base my entire attitude on right there. That's it. And there's another, there was, did you notice the dude? There was a guy that I was also like, well, we could also get him. I don't know. Like, somebody's doing some good hiring around here. Like, let's get some of these people in
that
here.
That young man.
You know
that,
who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Tim's little new guy. Mm,
No. That guy's also great.
Oh,
I'm talking about one of the games guys.
Oh, he's...
Oh, he was great as well.
I was like, that kid.
We've got young people coming in.
Excited about radio.
Yeah.
Now, and how do we get our hands on him?
Yeah. I think he's pretty entrenched over there, but...
It seems like it. He's carved himself out a little niche.
There might be more. We just have to go find the dirt field where that one grew out of.
Pluck another one out.
We've been looking for a position here, a digital position, and it's been tough, man. It has been tough finding somebody, and...
Should we refer people to our website to take a look at what the job is?
Yeah, or they can go to my LinkedIn. Maddie, STAUDT. I've got the job listing posted there. But
we have a position as a support position for our show.
It's a digital producer who works on podcasts and video and things like that.
And know some, if you've got some social media skills, we want that. We want someone who is upbeat and cool, fun.
Yes.
You know, all the things people want.
And that's sort of what I was sort of getting at is, you know what? I still love doing this. I love radio and I love doing this and I love you and Maddie's great and we got a good thing going.
And it feels really good right now.
We're turning it around, so to speak. And I feel like, you know what? I need to just get my head screwed on straight for the coming, we got 2 years under contract. And I want them to be fun.
I want them to be the best years. I want every year to be the best year.
I still think I'm like coming in fired up to do radio. I'm also still like living in that grievance world where I just got to shake it and go, you know what?
It's a new horror series on Netflix. Vinny's House of Grievances.
I don't know how
tear
to
that
explain
down.
It, but I'm just saying it's time to shake it, man.
We build those houses where all we do is complain about something that either we have no power to change or we're just too lazy to change. Like it's not doesn't help anybody.
And I understand I'm not the only one.
Yep.
I realize, you know, they have this thing they put out, and all companies do this. Yes. They put out a survey, you know, hey, fill out
employee
the survey,
engagement
let us know.
Survey or
yeah,
whatever.
That's what it's called, exactly. And I was thinking, just mic the elevators. I get them all the time, and man, there's where it goes down. The elevator or the hall.
You want the truth?
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
I realize, like, I've talked to everybody here, and that's, I kind of, in my head, I'm like, there'll be people who cheer my list of grievances, but it's still the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. But it doesn't move anything forward.
No.
And people would go, yes, I agree. I'm putting that in my own personal house of complaints.
I had a nice moment yesterday. There's a young lady that works for the game called, her name's Whitley. And I got her job there. I got her first internship there. It was so sweet. She walked up and she like grabbed a bunch of people. And she's like, this is the guy that got me here and got me into radio. And I'm like, and I have that happen with Stu. It's really nice, though. It was a really nice little moment. And
I really miss our internship program.
Yeah.
There were so many
kids that got, Kate Scott came from that program.
You used to send us interns from your program.
And I would send kids over
we'd throw them out into the world, watch them fly.
Yeah. It was just nice seeing a lot of people.
Yeah, it was good. And actually it was
I like this company. I hope I stay here.
I hope you do too. My God, can we get that, Kieran? Can we get that figured out? That'd be great.
Well, you know, that's Kieran.
I can't lose another one.
To describe her to you, she's got the biggest smile on her face.
She's beautiful.
She can light up a room, and now she's.
She reminds me of Rebecca from Ted Lasso, like an American version of that. Like she's like. Just kind of like strong looking and gorgeous and has a great sense of humor and
everybody loves her.
Oh,
that's
going to
change now though because she's the boss and I realize that
that's
nobody,
for her.
She's never had to say no to anybody in a firm, real way. So
she's the boss.
Let's really hope her first stomp isn't on Maddie.
Yeah. Do not stomp on Maddie. A stomp on Maddie's a stomp on us, Kieran. We're coming for you. I mean, we love you is what I meant to say. And we want to continue to like kick ass here and build a team.
I really want to do. And who knows after that? Maybe we stay. Maybe you retire. I stay. Maybe I go into the pot. I happen to work with the king of podcasts.
He is the king of podcasts.
I want to work with you guys as long as I can. I haven't been this like mentally and emotionally happy with a job in a long time.
Good.
It's been years. So I'm I love this. I love doing this with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, I really do have, I meant that the other day. I was like, this is really, you know, the highlight of my day is the 4 hours that we do here. I'm not that the rest of the day sucks, but I'm just saying.
Sounds like it does. I mean, you're like alone at your apartment. They're like,
me and my, it's so sad. Like watching my, like, you know, I got this hip, I got this hip problem. I got,
yes, I've been noticing you are like falling apart in that room.
Yeah. And it's gotten real bad. I'm going to have to have a hip replacement this year at some point.
My dog only got 2 weeks.
Next year.
Okay.
My dog can't walk either. So we just fumble around the apartment complex. It's funny.
Is it funny or is it tragic?
It's a little tragic.
Mm. It'll be okay.
How long are you going to be out on a hip replacement? And can you work from the hospital bed?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I got a long way to go to that.
Did you do a hip already or did you get a knee?
I had one hip done already.
Oh.
And I'll have the other one done. But I'm finally going to the doctor on Friday.
Are you a footballer? What is it?
What happened?
I have a thing called AVN. What it means is that my femurs lost blood flow at some point, both of them. And so they died. So the tops of my femur collapsed on one side and is now collapsing on this side. So it's a bone thing. So that's why it's so painful. And that's why there's really nothing I can do. He can't take a Motrin for it because it's a bone.
Dead bones in his body. That's so awful.
It's audiovascular necrosis.
Ugh.
That's the name of the disease.
Oh.
Shout out to all my AVN people out there.
All right.
It's more common than you think. But I also have treated my hips badly. Like, I did a lot of triathlon when I was...
Troupe.
When I was heavy.
That was classic. I love that. Maddie told everyone, well, when I was young, I was in a dance troupe, and we competed with other boy dance troupes.
Well, we would, you know, have dance-offs.
Mm-hmm. He had to give us a fun fact about himself. I didn't like the fun fact thing. I was like, I wouldn't have any fun facts. I'm not that fun.
I like the fun fact, but, you know, some people, it was like a fun... 5 minutes.
You have a million fun facts. What are you talking about?
Yes, it would be very hard to choose.
It's hard when you're on the spot, though.
Because
they just, like, they threw me up there. I didn't even know they were doing anything yesterday. And they're like, hey, come up with a fun fact.
Up you go. Yeah. I liked the girl who said her fun fact, her lengthy fun fact. And then after the other guy said his fun fact, she goes, I have more to add. I'm going to add on to that. I was like, you go. Tell us everything.
There's a reason it's the news talk radio station.
It's a talk show.
Found that out yesterday. Yeah.
Well,
that's adorable.
Hey, it was great, though. It was nice.
I really felt like things were so positive,
yes.
And it's been
a
long time since that vibe and energy was genuine.
Yep.
There was a bunch of that.
Well, there was some forces
phonied
like,
up that you had to show because you knew you couldn't.
The thing is like that, you know. Yes, you will be part of our culture and you will like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you're kind of yelling at me, so I'm feeling a little bit forced into it.
Also, we don't know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you? You're here once every, 3 weeks?
But it's good to see the sales happen. And a lot of folks used to work with at another company have come over here, and they all are so much happier and positive and, like, excited. And, you know, we had Joe Cunningham, who's fairly new here. Like, I love that guy.
Yeah, me too.
I do, too. So like, nice. You feel like you're in really good hands with him. Like,
mm-hmm. So anyway, I thank you for whatever you said about, but I did feel like I was struggling. I got through that, but behind my eyes was any second now, some stuff's going to fly. Like, I just didn't want to let it rip. And then I really, like, as I was driving home, I went, it's time to just, like, shed this stuff. Like, I'm a turtle caught. I don't, you know, maybe your algorithm doesn't show you all the sea life caught in nets, but I feel that. It's because of the
That's
surfing.
That's what yours shows you?
Yeah, I always get these like,
oh my God. I'd be like, oh.
People in boats who pull up on a turtle caught in a net, they like cut him free.
To save him, yeah.
You know, yeah, human threw that net out there in the first place.
Right,
so
humans, we suck and we're great.
Right, and here we are saving the guy. But either way, my point is I felt like I've had that, like, you know, caught in this thing and I just got to
shed it.
2 years, let's do this thing.
Yep. Let's make these the best 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I think we've had some really good years.
I do too.
Let's make these two incredible.
But I thought you did a great job. You stuck to your guns.
Yep.
You didn't go up there and not mention that it was a bad year, but you didn't air the grievances.
Right. No, you were positive, and you even said, let's all get behind Karen and push her up the hill. I was like, yeah, heave ho, let's go.
Well, you know what? Even if we are done in 2 years, let's hope she's still thriving and killing it. And you go into retirement in Vermont or wherever you're headed.
Oh, Vermont. Wow.
Me and Maddie go make a podcast somewhere. Maybe you'll phone in once in a while. Who knows what'll happen?
Well, I can
so
see.
Easy.
You won't be off a mic for very long.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous.
You like it. I cannot
shut up. And John hates my show. So.
Well, here's one of the things I also believe. I believe this, but who knows? We're all capable of change and different, yep. I do think if you have even more time on your hands, you'll be like, what am I going to do with this time?
Well, I'm going to sleep more, and I'm going to stay up later. That's thing one. That's thing one. And then after that, I don't know. I will tell you, though, one of our jokes at our house is, because at some point, look, I'm pushing 60. I hate to even look that right in the face, but that's the way it goes, people. At some point it ends. But I'm like, when I don't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning anymore, I'm going to pick a local trivia night, and I'm going to it every effing week. And I'm going to build a team. And then I'm joining a book club. I cannot tell you, not ever being allowed to be in a book club because of my hours, my entire life has been a real heart sore point for me. All my girlfriends are in book clubs. They're all like, yeah, we go. We have a couple glasses of wine. We talk about the book. I'm like such a voracious reader. I'm like, I'll read anything. Just give me tell me what the book is. And can we do it at noon? Like noon, we're not doing that. I'm doing that. And I'm going to get into people with white hair band. It's called Gristle, and the DiNardo brothers are in it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's probably me, Pat, John, and the DiNardo brothers, and we'll play some gigs. I'll be busy. It'll be fine. Mm. I'll visit you guys on your podcast. How does that sound?
Well, we'll see. And it doesn't matter. That's the point I'm making is let's just have some fun for the last couple of years here. And I have no idea, and I actually am not tripping on that part. The part that's been a problem is the stuff that's happened where I'm like, I'm so mad about this or so mad about that.
What's the adage where it's like, have the wisdom to know the difference between the things you can change and that you can't?
The serenity prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? How is it?
God grant me the wisdom to, wait a minute. God, I say this thing like a million times.
To know
to
the
life.
Things you can and can't change. I don't know, whatever.
God grant me the wisdom to know the things I can change.
Someone will text it to us.
Yeah.
Go Kieran.
You get the spirit. Yes. Go Kieran. Honestly, go Kieran.
Albert. Former KCBS team member.
Oh, there you go. So he knows Kieran. Kieran has been here. Kieran's been here longer. I mean, find me someone who's been here longer.
That's what I'm saying. That's part of the reason everyone's so hyped is that, one of us.
Yeah.
She knows us.
Well.
Even
really,
before we knew her, she knew us because we've all been in the same building. Yep. We were sequestered in a weird way.
I know. Sales
way,
was like not. We're very integrated now. We're all working very closely together.
So anyway.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Minnie, Alice's Morning Show. Let's do this. We'll play a song and we'll be right back. And we'll give away some tickets for Alice in Winterland. You're going to love it.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.